the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. European interior ministers failed to agree on a plan to relocate thousands of migrants across the European Union. A majority of the ministers support the plan, but objections came from Eastern European nations, especially Hungary and Slovakia, to the plan's provision for binding quotas. Robert Kalinak is the Slovakian interior minister.
We think that quotas is not the solution. And we have to help the countries which are most affected by this huge flow of migrants.
The ministers did agree on a plan to relocate 40,000 migrants now in Greece and Italy. Earlier Monday, Hungary blocked its main crossing point along the border with Serbia with razor wire. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban said new laws restricting immigration call for prison terms for illegal migrants and severe punishments for human traffickers. The U.S. Defense Department has confirmed reports that Russia appears to be setting up an airbase in Syria. A Pentagon spokesman says the movement of Russian personnel and equipment into an area near the coastal city of Latakia suggests the establishment of an operating base. Meanwhile, Syria's ambassador to Russia, Riyad Haddad, on Monday called talk of a Russian troop presence in Syria a lie. Egyptian officials say a group of tourists was in a restricted area when security forces opened fire on Sunday. 12 people were killed, including 2 Mexican citizens, when the tourists were mistaken for a group of terrorists. 6 survivors told Mexico's ambassador to Egypt that their convoy was attacked by plane and by helicopter. This is VOA News. Taliban insurgents have stormed a prison in central Afghanistan, freeing hundreds of inmates. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Afghan officials say the well-organized pre-dawn assault began with a suicide car bombing at the entrance that allowed other insurgents to get into the prison in the province of Ghazni. An Interior Ministry spokesman, Najib Danish, told VOA the facility was housing around 436 men and women prisoners. He says 355 of them escaped, including a female detainee, and a search is underway to recapture them. Afghan authorities have described almost half of those who fled as dangerous criminals, saying they were charged with national security crimes. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott has been ousted from office in a leadership challenge. Mr. Abbott was replaced as leader of the Liberal Party by his rival, Malcolm Turnbull, who will become the head of government.
We cannot be defensive. We cannot future-proof ourselves. We have to recognize that the disruption that we see driven by technology, the volatility and change, is our friend.
Turnbull's support for a carbon trading plan, gay marriage, and an Australian republic have made him unpopular with his party's right wing. In a dramatic reversal of the policies of Sri Lanka's previous government, the current administration is promising to work toward peace building and reconciliation with the country's Tamil community. Sri Lanka's foreign affairs minister outlined measures to achieve those goals at the opening of the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva. Lisa Schlein reports.
The foreign minister's speech reads like a lengthy mea culpa for past wrongs by the previous government. Mangala Samarawira says last month's parliamentary election routed extremists from the seats of power and enabled traditional rivals to form a national unity government. He says this bodes well for reform. The minister says the appointment of a Tamil opposition leader and a new chief justice will ensure no one is denied his or her rights because of ethnicity, religion, class, or gender. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Authorities in Malaysia say they have arrested 3 people in connection with last month's bombing in Bangkok, Thailand. Khalid Abu Bakar, the head of Malaysia's National Police Force, announced the arrests of a Pakistani man and 2 Malaysians, one of them a woman. A 16-year-old girl has died of Ebola in a northern district of Sierra Leone. The death is seen as a setback for the country, which just last month celebrated the discharge of its last Ebola patient. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Great news! It's VOA.